to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Ago, I interviewed Dr. Bradley Nelson on this show. As usual, I read his book and formulated my own questions. Not long after that, I had the deep honor of being present for the birth of my granddaughter, Ava, who had a very difficult birth. But using information that I had gotten from reading Dr. Bradley's book, The Emotion Code, I actually was able to help save my granddaughter's life. Dr. Nelson is back today to talk to us about the emotion code, the body code, and the heart wall. Listen up. The information you're about to hear could save someone's life, perhaps even yours. Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that's dedicated to the exploration of understanding of emotions and their role in human life. And I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host. During this live broadcast, we invite you to interact with us. We have two chats, one on blogtalkradio.com/FPL and the other on emotionalpro.com on the radio show page. We also invite you to call in to our toll-free number, 800-630-7858. And those of you who are waiting, we hope that you will feel free to ask some questions as well. Dr. Bradley Nelson, you can find him at drbradleynelson.com or at healerslibrary.com. Healers is plural, healerslibrary.com. He's an honors graduate of Life Chiropractic College West in California, and he practiced as a treating chiropractor from 1988 to 2004. A chiropractic physician and craniopath, Dr. Nelson is a specialist in the emerging fields of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology, and he's also one of the nation's foremost experts in magnetic healing. More importantly for our program today, he's developed a simple yet powerful self-help method known as the body code, of which the emotion code, the name of his book, is a part. These days, Dr. Nelson shares his amazing discoveries with others around the world, helping each of us to help ourselves and each other. Dr. Nelson is married and the father of seven children. Dr. Nelson, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome you to Full Power Living.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen, for that introduction. I really appreciate it. Very moving. Thank you.
Well, that's really true, and maybe we can get into what exactly I was able to do as we discuss. Your dedication is to be of service in this world and to help people heal, including helping them to know how to heal themselves and how to heal each other. That's the bottom line here. You're trying to help us all learn how to heal ourselves, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, okay. That's absolutely right. I believe that the birthright that each one of us has when we are born into this world is the birthright to be a healer. I think that we all, every single one of us, has that power, that ability latent within us. And the problem is we're born into a world where we learn by and by that healing is the sole purview of those with great education and so on. And the reality is when I was in practice, of course, I practiced for 17 years, and I was very focused on trying to get to the real underlying roots of what was wrong with my patients. And as a holistic doctor, you don't have the luxury of prescribing drugs, for example, to suppress somebody's pain. You don't do surgery. You're left with this dilemma. You're faced with this dilemma of actually figuring out what's really wrong with people, you see.
Yes.
So that's where I was. And during those years, I found that the biggest underlying cause of all of our pain and our self-sabotage and our relationship difficulties and so on is actually our emotional baggage. And that's why I wrote the book, The Emotion Code. And The Emotion Code is of course, the book, but it's also the method that we use now, the method that I developed during those years, to find and release this emotional baggage. And our emotional baggage is it's the elephant in the living room in Western medicine. Every cancer case that I ever saw, and indeed every disease process that I saw during all of those years, had trapped emotional energies, emotional baggage, if you will, as as a major underlying contributing factor in all of those conditions. And by releasing that emotional baggage, people were able to get well. In fact, I made my living helping people to get well who had been told there was no cure for them in Western medicine. And
yeah.
So that's kind of that's the background that I've come from. And you're absolutely right. My whole life is dedicated to bringing back this birthright of healing to everybody on the planet. And I can't imagine anything more rewarding or fulfilling. It's very exciting.
Right. Well, now this notion that emotions are part of things, I know when I was raising my children many years ago, I used the Bach flower remedies, where Dr. Bach from England determined that he worked like in a tuberculosis ward or something, and he found that people with different illnesses had different emotional issues, and then created these homeopathic remedies. So this thinking, and I know you go into this in the emotion code, this thinking and awareness that emotions are involved with our health is very long-standing, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. In fact, it was really the Chinese, as far as I can tell, who really learned about all of this and the connections with the emotions and so on, literally thousands of years ago. And so, no, it's not new, but what is new is the emotion code, which is this method of very, very rapidly being able to find these and identify these and get rid of these. You know, a lot of people who, for example, are body workers or massage therapists, or people who have body work or massage therapy done, will often experience some kind of a spontaneous emotional release.
Mm-hmm.
A massage therapist is working on a certain area of the body, and the person starts to cry and maybe has some memories come back to them. And people who do this kind of work know that this happens. But you can't schedule an appointment with a massage therapist generally or some kind of body worker and guarantee that you're going to have emotional baggage that is released in that session. It's generally more of a serendipitous kind of thing. But with the emotion code, we're able, with surgical precision, if you will, to go in and find these emotional energies, these inherited emotions sometimes, emotions that occurred during the time maybe you were in the womb or when you were a child that otherwise you'd have no way of knowing about, and release those. And most people who know how to do this work, once you learn how to do it, most people can do it and find an emotion that's trapped and release it in usually less than a minute or so. It doesn't take long at all.
Great. I'm going to ask you to maybe help me with something in a little while to demonstrate that. Where did you get, I have before me the emotion code chart where we're talking about specific emotions residing in particular areas of the body, organ systems of the body,
mm-hmm.
or areas. Where did you get that from?
Well, let me explain that. What happened was anciently, the ancient physicians, I always joke, had nothing to do. There was no TV, there was no internet. And so what they would do is they would observe people and they would keep meticulous notes. And what they found was that people whose lives were ruled by certain emotions would always have problems with certain organs. For example, people whose lives were dominated by anger, that emotion, would always seem to have trouble with the liver. Okay, people who... and would often die of liver disease. People whose lives were ruled by grief would often have problems with their colon or their lungs. And so what they did anciently is they figured out these different emotions, and they believed several thousand years ago, actually, that the emotions that we experience are actually produced by the different organs of the body. And that ancient belief kind of has gone by the wayside in acupuncture, but I believe actually that those ancient ones were really right. I believe that the organs of the body are frequency generators, and they generate the frequencies of these emotions. When you're feeling an emotion, what you're really feeling is a vibration, a particular vibrational energy, and I believe that those vibrations are produced by those organs, and that's why the chart looks like it does. So what I did, there are a number of charts like this around. What I did is I used prayer and testing and meditation and figured out for myself where the different emotions go. and where they belong on the chart and what organs produce what emotions. And that's where our chart comes from. And in our chart, which is really the core of the emotion code, there are 60 emotions. The chart is divided into two columns and six rows. And because the emotion code relies solely and completely on the subconscious mind, and because the subconscious mind knows exactly what our trapped emotions are, and because the subconscious mind can answer questions and we can get information from the subconscious, we can simply ask what the trapped emotion is, and then very quickly we can determine where the emotion is on that chart and then very quickly release that emotion. So that's what the emotion code is all about. Is it's about finding our emotional baggage. It's about identifying that emotional baggage wherever it came from, whether it was inherited at the moment of conception from great-great-grandpa, or whether you picked it up during the womb or when you were a child or during your divorce or wherever, and releasing those in a very rapid, easy, simple way. And by the way, I've been doing this now for a long time, over 20 years, and we've never seen a trapped emotion come back that's released. And that's one of the beauties of this, is that these energies, once you find them and release them, they're gone out of your life. And that doesn't mean that you might not have to release the same emotion, like anger, maybe several times, but each time you're getting closer towards becoming the person that you were really supposed to be, I think, in this world. That's what this is about. It's about bringing us all back to the person that we were intended to be, and it's almost like unzipping ourselves from this suit that we've somehow gotten into and stepping out into this new person that is really capable of so much more than that old person was, capable of feeling more love, capable of living without pain, and capable of really manifesting into the world the perfect creation that each of us has in that heart of ours. So it's a lot of fun.
That's so wonderful. Now just a quick review. I know we went over this 4 years ago, but a quick review for today. You're working here, and I also at some point want to find out, why do you think it doesn't come back? I find that in my work as a psychotherapist, too. There's certain ways that I can help people release things, and they don't come back. They don't have to work with them anymore. The way I've understood it is that we have lessons to learn, and when we learn our lessons, we're done with them. We can move on to something else.
Yes, I found that when I was...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. How does that... Keep going. Tell me.
Well, first of all, I think that there are two aspects to this. One thing is that yes, I believe that that's true. I used to tell my patients, if you've learned what you need to learn from this disease or this illness, then you can get well from this. And if it's something that you still need to learn, then it might take you a little bit longer. So I think that that's definitely true. Now, on the other hand, the emotions that we release, the best way that I can explain this and the best analogy that I can give you is if you take a credit card out of your wallet and you rub a magnet on the magnetic strip on that credit card, and then you try to go to the ATM or to Nordstrom's or somewhere and charge something, good luck, because that information that was encoded on that card is now changed. It's different than it was. It's no longer there. It's in a different form. And that's what happens. And that's one of the reasons why why this was developed, really, using magnets and releasing the trapped emotions using magnets. So that's really a great analogy. You could ask someone if you've erased the information on their card, you could ask if there's some way to bring that back. Well, I suppose you'd have to just get a new card.
Mm-hmm. yeah, that's good. So I know that you have a background in computers, so mm-hmm. So understanding this, if people understand computers, then they may have a greater understanding, that there are programs that get downloaded and there are viruses that get in and things that are in our machines that don't work well and so forth. Part of what you're working with here, I just want to get a little background here. Mm-hmm. The body is an energy body. That's what you're working with, is the energy of the body. Tell us.
Yes, well, that's really critical to understanding not only the emotion code but also the body code and how all of this works. You've probably heard that energy medicine is the future. We've all heard that, and that's absolutely true. And the work that I am teaching, I believe, is really at the forefront of that. And to understand how that works, you need to understand, first of all, that the quantum physicists like Einstein and Niels Bohr and so on for over 100 years have been telling us these things, that the human body is really an energy field, that everything is energy. And so if you look at your own hand, that hand looks pretty solid, but really, if you start to magnify that hand, pretty soon you'll see cells, and then you'll see molecules, and then you'll see atoms. And if you look at an individual atom, and if you could look inside that atom, you'd see there's really nothing in there but vast amounts of empty space, and then these little infinitesimally small energies zipping around at the speed of light. And that's really what we are. We are beings of pure energy. So imagine the truth of our existence is that you are an energy field composed of all these almost countless numbers of these infinitesimally tiny energies that are all flying in this very close formation, if you will, giving you the experience that you're having in this world. It's a fascinating thing and really incredible. Well, if you understand that, and then if you understand that when we experience an intense emotion, what we're really experiencing is a vibrational energy of a certain sort. And if you understand that sometimes that emotion can be so powerful that the energy of that emotion can get stuck in the body and basically distort the normal energy field of the body from that point on, then you start to understand how these emotions can affect us and how they can cause pain. Because you see, if you introduce a trapped emotion into the body and that lodges somewhere in the body, like let's say, for example, 20 years ago, you're going through a divorce and you experience this incredible, powerful emotion of grief, and that emotion is too much for your body to process in some way, and part of it gets stuck in the body, and maybe it gets stuck in your neck. And now, 20 years later, you probably have neck problems, and you may be seeing a chiropractor all the time to try to keep your neck in alignment, and your neck may hurt all the time, and it may bother you a lot. But what you might understand, what you might find out, is that if you actually release that trapped emotion of grief that is distorting the energy field that is, in reality, your neck, you may suddenly experience that pain completely disappear. That's the type of thing that we see with the emotion code all the time. But not only that, there's another effect that these trapped emotions have. They not only distort the normal energy field and ultimately distort the physical body itself, because that's all the body is energy, but they also have this other effect. They have this emotional effect on us, because when you have a trapped emotion of anger or resentment or depression or whatever it is, you are more likely to feel that emotion. In fact, I always remember a patient that I had years ago who we were working with her, and I found a trapped emotion of resentment. And by asking the subconscious, we were able to trace it back. It occurred in high school, and she was in her 40s at the time that I was working with her. And she said, "I know exactly what that's about." She said there was a cheerleader that she knew when she was in high school, and for some reason she just really resented her when she was in high school. And she said that even though she hadn't seen her for 20 years or more, whenever she would think of her, she could feel this resentment welling up inside of her. And so sure enough, that's what that was about. We released that trapped emotion. And she came in the next day and she said, "You know, last night I was staying with my friend and that girl came up in conversation." And she said, "For the first time in all these years, I didn't feel that resentment welling up inside of me. I didn't feel anything. I just felt normal, and it's great to be released from that." So you see, what's going on with all of us is that our lives are held hostage by our past. And the emotional events that we've gone through, the emotional baggage that we have developed, is with us still. And we might think that we've put our divorce behind us, or we might think that the abuse we suffered as a kid is behind us, or we might think that growing up with an alcoholic father hasn't affected us. But the emotional baggage that we carry from all of those events distorts our life, and it sends us in directions that we would rather not go. And it interferes with our ability to create our perfect creation that we're capable of in this life. And it interferes and disrupts our ability to choose the kind of people that end up becoming our mates and our friends and so on. So getting rid of these emotions is so critically important, because not only do these things cause and lead to disease of all kinds. But they also interfere so much in who we become and how capable we are of really achieving our dreams. So,
all right. That's boy, that's a lot of food for thought. We're up to our first break. We're talking today with a powerful messenger, Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's author of The Emotion Code, the developer of Body Code, and he helps people remove the heart wall. I'm going to ask him to help me remove some heart wall issues that I might have and find out more about that when we return. You're listening to Full Power Living, and we'll be right back.
Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com. Welcome back to Full Power Living. I have a few announcements. Remember that our upcoming guests are listed at the top of our radio show page on emotionalpro.com. In our next show, I'll be talking with clairvoyant Deborah Hill about the essential ingredients for complete transformation. Transformation is upon us, so be sure to catch this show. If you miss our live broadcast or you want to share with your friends or family, you can download the archived podcast from the radio show page on emotionalpro.com by going to blogtalkradio.com/FPL for Full Power Living, or you can subscribe to Full Power Living on iTunes. And thank you so much for helping us with our mission of transforming our world through understanding the mastery and power of human emotions. Today, speaking of that, we're talking with a dedicated messenger, Dr. Bradley Nelson, who has been spending his life as he is today bringing us the message of how to be healers for ourselves and for each other. And Dr. Nelson, one of the things that I've been hearing recently, I recently joined a group focused on parenting, and a lot of information has been being exchanged on the emotions, and people are talking about the amygdala, of course, and the pathway for emotions to come from the amygdala through the brain and out to the rest of us. And yet, here you are saying that you believe the emotions originate in these various organs. How do you put those two together, or do you?
Well, there's certainly a connection, and the best example I can give you, for example, Candace Pert wrote a book called The Molecules of Emotion and talked about the peptides and so on and the neurochemical cascades that occur when we feel emotions, and that's all valid. So I'm not saying that the other side of it and working with the brain is not valid. It definitely is. But in the same way that if you look at chemicals, for example, as being energies, they certainly are, right? If you get to the energetic level of everything, it's all ultimately energy. And so there are definitely connections, but what we find is that if we keep it simple, it's easier for people to understand, for one thing, and for another thing, what we're doing seems to be working really, really well, and doesn't mean we're leaving out the brain. There are sometimes we find trapped emotions, actually, that are in the brain, and I believe that what we're going to find is that there's a connection between the brain, of course, and all these organs, and that when we release a trapped emotion, there's an effect not only on the tissue of the body that's in that region where the emotional energy is released, but there's also an effect on the brain. And we don't really understand all the connections yet. So it's kind of like the parable of the blind men and the elephant. You know, there were three blind men sent, you know, to come back and report on the elephant, and they all gave different reports, and they were all right. So what we're doing is we're working in different fields trying to really uncover this gigantic pyramid that is the truth, and it's buried under the sand, and we're gradually scraping it away, but we're further now than I think we've ever been.
Well, the exciting thing is that most everybody, no matter which direction they're coming from, is now talking about energy and working with energy, which adds dimensions, as you mention in your book and in your course, you know, that adds the dimensions of we can help people from far away, and, you know, we can know what's going on with them, and we can pinpoint what needs to be changed and so forth. I'm told we have a couple of callers with questions, so I'm going to open it for questions right now, Dr. Bradley.
Okay.
Producer
Robin.
Hi, Dr. Bradley. This is producer Robin. I have several callers on the line that have questions, and the first one is Sarah. Sarah had an accident at work and is living in a lot of pain, and she has several questions for you. Let me bring Sarah into the studio.
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah. Are you there?
I sure am.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Dr. Brad. Hey, I got hurt at work, and see, I had a case of shoes fall on my head, and I've been in extreme pain, and I've been using the emotional code book, but I need to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pull that in, or, I mean, I've been doing, also, I've always taken care of stuff, and I just can't believe it happened. And how
well,
do I get rid of the pain?
Yeah, well, sometimes things happen, and they're just accidents, and sometimes we do draw things into us. I think that of course trapped emotions that we are that we're harboring will definitely tend to attract things to us. But let's see if there's something that we can do maybe right now. Are you in pain right at the moment?
Yes.
Okay.
For the first 26 days I was nauseated as I'll get up.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, you know, the amazing thing that I found when I was in practice is that people would sometimes come into me and they would have been hurt playing ball or doing sports or at work or something. And what I would often find was that there was a trapped emotion that was underlying their pain. And you would think, well, that's just a traumatic injury, and you wouldn't think there'd be emotional energy there, but oftentimes there is. So let's just see what shows up. Now, I have no idea where you are in the world or the country. It doesn't make any difference at all, because energy work is not bound by any barriers of distance. And so the first thing that we'll do here is have a moment of silence, because this work really came from up above. And so I like to make that connection and ask God for a little bit of help here before we get going. So let's do that really quick. Okay, Sarah, let's see if we've got a good connection here. And I'm going to be getting answers by muscle testing myself. Now, these are methods that we teach in the emotion code in the book and the videos and so on. So I'm going to be testing myself and asking questions. And if I get a strong muscle test, that's a yes answer. And if I get a weak muscle test, that's a no answer. So let me ask if I can act as proxy for you, and I'm getting a strong yes. That means we're connected now energetically, okay? So that means that I can go ahead and I can test you, and whatever shows up, I can actually release on you by releasing it on myself, acting as proxy. So here we go. Let me first of all ask you, is your pain in your neck or in your head, or where is it?
The head, neck, and upper back, and a little bit of the lower back. I guess the box is pretty heavy, so it did a number on my body.
Okay. So where's the worst pain at right now?
Like upper neck, upper back.
Okay. Okay. Let's ask if there is a trapped emotion that we can release right now that is contributing to this pain that's in your neck and upper back. And the answer I'm getting there actually is a yes. Now let's just do this. On a 0 to 10 scale, how would you rate that pain?
I'd say about a 9.
About a 9, okay. Okay, so let's see what emotion this is. Now, again, what we do, we have a chart here of emotions. And let me just grab that really quick here. Here we go. And so watch how easily and how quickly we can identify what this emotion is, okay? Is this emotion in column A on our chart? And the answer is no. So we just got rid of 30 emotions. We have half the chart left. And so let's ask if it's in one of the odd rows then in column B. And the answer there is no. So now we have 15 emotions left. So we know it's in column B, row 2, 4, or 6. Is it in row 2 or 4 or 6? It's in row 4 in column B. So is the emotion depression? No. Is it frustration? No. Is it indecisiveness? No. Or panic? And the emotion is panic. Panic. Now, you might have felt that emotion. This may be from something that happened before this accident, or it might have been from the accident. Was it from the accident? I'm getting a yes, that it was actually from the accident. Do we need to know more about this emotion? And the answer there is no. Now, why I'm asking that question is because the subconscious mind will sometimes want to have more information brought to conscious awareness. But in this case, your subconscious says, no, that's all we need to know about this. We've identified it. Let's go ahead and release it. Now, acting as proxy for you, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a magnet. I'm going to pass this magnet from my forehead over the top of my head to the back of my neck 3 times. Okay, and that's all it takes to release these. And let's find out now. What we're doing there is we're putting energy into the governing meridian, which travels from the upper lip over the top of the head all the way down to the tailbone. So let's ask if we release that trapped emotion of panic. And we have. So now what I'd like you to do is move your neck around, roll your shoulders a little bit, and let's see what your pain level is like now compared to how it was before.
I'd say it's about a 7.
About a 7, okay. Well, just for fun here, let's ask if there is if there's another trapped emotion that we can release that's creating pain for you. No, but there might be something else. Now, let's just really quickly here, I'm going to use what we call the body code. Now, not all problems are due to trapped emotions. Sometimes problems are due to other underlying imbalances. And so the body code is this method that I developed that uses a computerized mind map that actually enables us to figure out through muscle testing really quickly what's going on. So let's ask this question. Is there an underlying imbalance using the body code that we can find and help you with here? And the answer is yes. Okay, so is this something on the right side of our body code chart or on the left? Is it some kind of energy? Is it emotional energy or post-traumatic? It's a post-traumatic energy. So let's see what this is. This is actually what we call a physical trauma. So this is an interesting thing. Now, this is similar to a trapped emotion in a way. There's a ball of energy that is stuck in your body that is actually the physical trauma energy itself. So when you got hit with that box of shoes, there was energy that went into your body. Now, a lot of the time when we have a hit like that or a trauma like that, the energy will kind of pass through us and just be gone. But sometimes that energy can get stuck in the body, and that's what's happening here with you. So it's a physical trauma energy, and let's see if we need to know any more about this, and the answer is no. So I'm going to go ahead and release this in the same way that we release a trapped emotion. See, this is energy medicine at its most simple and its most fundamental, and so there we go. We're releasing that physical trauma energy from you now. And let's ask if we've released that, and the answer is yes. So what we've done is we've just taken away that energy of that physical trauma. And what I'd like you to do now is just move your neck around and roll your shoulders a little bit, and let's see how things feel now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Big difference.
Okay.
Big difference.
So on a 0 to 10 scale now, what would you rate it?
I would say it's like a 4.
About a 4.
If
okay.
that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, if that. And that may continue to improve, but just for fun here, let's see. You see how easy this is and how quick. Let's ask, is there another underlying imbalance that we could correct that would help you to get rid of this pain permanently? And the answer is yes. Okay, so is that on the right side of our chart here or on the left? And I'm using the body code chart. And you can get more information about the body code at a website called bodycodehealing.com. But anyway, this is on the left side. Is it some kind of energy? Yes, it is. Is it emotional, post-traumatic, allergy, or intolerance? Is it a mental? It's actually a mental energy. And so let's see what this is. This is actually, okay, this is an interesting one. This is an energy that we call a need to move the past. And this actually has to do with your injury, okay? In other words, it's the memory of that injury. That energy of that memory is powerful enough that we really kind of need to move that energy from being right in front of your face to being back behind you where it belongs. Let's go ahead and we'll do that really quick. And that should, and I can go into more detail about that, but it's kind of, it's an interesting topic. The subconscious mind seems to store some memories in the energy field around us. And if they're particularly traumatic or intense or we reflect on them too much, they can actually end up being right in front of our, right in front of us. And then it's difficult to get to the future or to get well because that memory of what happened is so ever-present. And now we've moved that. So I'd like you to go ahead now and move your head around and move your neck and let's see how things are feeling now.
Much better. Much okay. better.
Okay. So on a 0 to 10 scale, what would you say it is now?
I'd say it's probably about a 2.
Okay, awesome.
I mean,
now,
complete.
Okay, that's great. Well,
thank you for giving us the opportunity for that demonstration.
Well,
yes.
Thank you very much. Well, that just means I have to really look into this. I have the emotional code book, so now I really need to look into the body code.
Yes.
Because I was doing all the work to get the emotional code, and I was going against the wall, and I wasn't feeling any better.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, thank you, Sarah. That may just continue to improve and get better over the next few days, but at least we were able to get it from a 9 to a 2. That's pretty amazing. Now, imagine if you worked for a drug company and you suddenly created a drug that could take someone from a 9 in pain to a 2 level of pain in about 5 minutes with no harmful side effects at all, you'd be pretty excited. That's what this is. This is the future of energy medicine, you see. And the beauty of this is that there's nothing special about me doing this. Anyone can do this. In fact, we've got kids doing this. So this is a revolution that we're witnessing right now. It's underway. Thank you so
much. Well, I believe in that. Well, I tell you, the doctor said I could have any RX I wanted. And I looked at him, I said, I don't take RXs, thank you. I mean,
you.
That would just kill.
Okay,
yeah,
Sarah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. And Dr. Nelson, we have Jody on the line also with a question. You ready
okay.
for the next one?
Sure.
Okay, great. That was a wonderful demonstration. Jody, are you there?
For taking my...
Jody?
Hi, I'm
Jody?
Here. Yeah, I'm
okay.
here. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, hi,
sure.
Jody.
Hi. Hi. That was a really nice demonstration. I also want to remind the audience that when you work on someone, we all get it. When you healed her, I felt it, so it was really nice.
Yeah, that's kind of fun
the reason
sometimes.
Why I was calling is I'm a really big fan of the emotion code work, and I'm not having any physical ailments, but I'm very, very sensitive to electromagnetic energy coming out of the computer. I mean, headaches, ears ringing, and I really have to limit my computer interactions. And, you know, I know that there's, like, toxic metals. You know, computers are made out of toxic metals, but I'm so sensitive to it. Everyone out there in the world is sitting in front of their computer, and I just can't do it. And I was just thought maybe that there was some emotion from the past or something trapped in there that might help me in some way.
Well, let's find out. It's Jody, right?
Yes, I'm in upstate New York.
Okay, great. Well, let's take a look here. First, we'll have a moment of silence, and we'll ask Father in Heaven for a little help here.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see here, Jody. Let's ask if we've got a good connection. Can I act as proxy for you? And I get a yes there. So remember, I'm muscle testing myself. So we'll use the emotion code first, and we'll ask, is there a trapped emotion that we can release now that that's going to help you to overcome the sensitivity to computers? And the answer that I'm getting there actually is no. So let's go to the body code then. And what I'm looking at here is a, on my laptop, I'm looking at a map, basically. It looks like a six-armed starfish. It's a box with six little arms coming out. And those six little areas are the six underlying imbalances, the six underlying things that cause all of the disease that we deal with, all of our problems. And those are things like pathogens and structural imbalances and nutritional deficiencies and problems and circuitry problems of the body, toxicity and energetic imbalances like trapped emotion. So let's ask, this particular issue that you have, being so sensitive around computers, is there an underlying reason for this? And the answer is yes. And is that reason on the right side of our body code map? And the answer is no. See, so if you can ask yes or no questions, you can figure this out, and anybody can do this. So on the left side, we've got energies and toxicity and circuitry, and is it one of those? Is it energies or toxicity or circuitry? It's some kind of a circuit imbalance, so let's see what this is. Is this an organ? An organ imbalance or a gland imbalance? Chakra disconnection or a meridian? It's actually a meridian imbalance, okay? And we don't need to use any needles on you, and we can't because you're far away. It doesn't matter. So we've got 12 main meridians here. Is it on the left side of this chart or the right? So is it lung or heart or pericardium or... It's actually what we call the triple warmer meridian, okay? And so is there an underlying reason for this? And the answer is yes. So this meridian is out of balance. And the reason why is because of something else. Let's see what that is. Is that underlying imbalance on the right or the left of the chart? Is it an energy? Yes. Is it emotional? No. Is it post-traumatic? Actually, yes. Okay, so here the plot thickens. The beauty of the body code is that it will take you to wherever you need to go to fix whatever the problem is. So let's take a look here.
That's great. I love that the plot thickens. That's great.
Yeah. So let's see what this underlying reason is. Is this something on the right side of this? It's actually what we call a post-traumatic energy. So this, just like the physical trauma that we just found on Sarah, this is not a physical trauma, though. This is actually what we call a psychic trauma. Now, a psychic trauma is where you experience more than one emotion that's very powerful at the same time. And those emotions become stuck in the body together, and they form one ball of energy. But these only show up if you ask for them by name. It's like a trapped emotion, but it's usually two emotions together. Is that the case here? Yes. Okay, so do we need to know more about what these emotions are? Not really. Do we need to know when these occurred? So we do need to know a little bit more. How old are you right now, Jody?
I'm 58.
58, okay. So let's ask when this occurred. It's some kind of a physical trauma, some emotional event that you went through. Was it earlier than
age 30? I'm guessing around 19. Yes.
Yeah. Earlier than 20? Was it earlier than 10? So earlier than 15. Yeah, I think you're right. Around 19, 20, 18. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Age 19. So do we need to know more about this? The answer is no. So we'll go ahead and release this. And again, most of the things in the body code and the emotion code can be released by just swiping a magnet. Or if you don't have a magnet, you can use your fingertips three times over the governing meridian. And let's ask if we've cleared that energy. And the answer is yes. So we'll go back to our home page here, our big map with the six underlying problems, and we'll ask, is there another underlying reason for this issue for you? And right now I'm getting a no. Now, when the body says no, it either means no, you're totally done, or it might mean no, you're done for right now. Maybe next week there might be something else that might work its way to the surface, but for right now, that's what's showing up. So I think that's going to make a big difference for you. Okay.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Dr. Nelson, could I ask you just to say a couple of words about why, because this is the part I'm not clear on. I do have the Emotion Code book, and I'm still going through it. Can you say a couple of words about why, when you run your hand over the governing meridian, or why, when you run a magnet over the governing meridian, why does it clear? Like, it does clear. I mean, I've had my heart wall cleared. It clears. But why does it clear?
Well, basically what happens is we use the governing meridian, which goes from the upper lip over the top of the head all the way to the tailbone on the back, and we use that meridian because it is it's a main energy meridian. It connects up to all of the other meridians in the whole entire body. And it's an energy reservoir. And what we have found is that when we put energy and intention into that meridian, it provides the shortest distance for us, the easiest way for us to put that energy into the entire body through all the other meridians. So energy that's put into that meridian using a magnet or fingertips or whatever, coupled with the intention to release that emotional energy, actually goes into that meridian and then instantly flows into all the other meridians, and it just transforms that emotional energy, kind of like rubbing a magnet on the back of your credit card on the magnetic strip and erasing that. It's the same kind of thing. People often ask, well, where does that energy go? Well, it's transformed. And so just like erasing the magnetic strip on the back of your card, you know, you could ask, well, where did that information go? Well, it's transformed. It just isn't in the same pattern that it was before. So
great.
Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dr. Nelson. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, Jody.
You.
Yes, thank you for your call. Sure. All right. Do you have the energy for one more? Because I want to explore Heartwall and wanted to offer myself as the subject, Dr. Bradley.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Sure, absolutely.
All right.
So now, just for people who are listening in who don't know about the Heartwall, what happened was a number of years ago, I had a vision that actually happened to me, that came to me when I was working with my wife, who had a dream, and I was trying to interpret her dream, and suddenly I saw before me this beautiful hardwood floor, and this was an incredible thing. It's hard to describe, but it lasted for 3 or 4 minutes, and at the same time that I'm seeing this beautiful hardwood floor in front of me, I have this understanding in my mind that my wife's heart is underneath this floor. And that led to the discovery of the heart wall. And what happens to us is, first of all, I believe that the heart is really, truly the core of our being and the seat of our soul and the seat of our love and our creativity and everything else. And so what happens is sometimes that core of our being feels like it's under assault. Sometimes if we feel really deeply hurt or someone is hurting us or we're feeling really deeply grieved or very, very sad, we can feel a physical sensation in the chest, and that's where those words like heartache and heartbreak actually come from. Well, what we have found is that when the body experiences those kinds of feelings more than once or twice, it will actually start to put up a wall around that heart to protect that heart from being totally broken. And that wall is literally made from emotional energies, from trapped emotions, from emotional baggage. It's almost as if the subconscious takes these... all this emotional baggage, these bags and trunks and so on, of all of our baggage, and it just puts them into this wall. It creates a wall around the heart. When you have a heart wall, it interferes with your ability to feel love as well as you should be. It interferes with your ability to connect with others and to connect with your higher power and to really manifest into the world what you're supposed to be manifesting. So getting rid of it is an incredibly powerful thing. And I'll tell you right now that 93% of people have a heart wall. And if you're having difficulties in your life socially, romantically, or fiscally, or in any other way, that's the first thing you need to look at. Because getting rid of the heart wall, we've seen, can do dramatic things. So you think you've got a heart wall? Should we test you?
I'm healthy. I'm turning 70 this month. And I'm healthy as a horse, but I am physically challenged. Okay. And I know that I had a very traumatic childhood. And I know that my father had a lot of issues and had a big impact on me. I've also done a lot of work as a psychotherapist and in my own therapy, releasing a lot of things. But I suspect there's still something there.
Okay.
And that's
awesome.
What I thought I'd like to investigate.
Sure, well, let's take a look. First of all, we'll have a moment, ask for some help here from up above. Okay, Eileen, let's see here. Let's ask if we've got a good connection here. Can I act as proxy for you? And the answer I'm getting there is yes, no problem. So let's ask, do you have a heart wall? And the answer is yes, you do. So releasing the trapped emotions from a heart wall is no more difficult than releasing trapped emotions found anywhere else, but you do have to ask if there is a heart wall. Otherwise, you'll never find these. And many years in practice, before I found the heart wall or before it was shown to me, I suspected that people had other emotions going on, but I couldn't find them. So you definitely have a heart wall. And so let's ask if we can release an emotion from your heart wall right now, and the answer is yes. And so this first emotion, is it listed in column A on our chart or column B? Column B, is it in one of the odd rows? Yes. So we're down to 15 emotions. Is it in row 1? No. Row 3? No. Row 5? Yes. Okay, so now we're down to 5 emotions. And this first emotion, is it conflict? No. Is it creative insecurity? Bingo. Okay, creative insecurity, one of my favorite trapped emotions to get rid of. Creative insecurity is insecurity specifically related to the act of creation, so that when you try to create something, whether it's money or job or finances or relationships or whatever, what tends to come up for you is this background feeling of insecurity that makes it more difficult to do what you're trying to do. Do we need to know more about this emotion? And the answer is yes. The subconscious wants us to know more. When did this occur? We'll divide your life in half, and we'll ask if it occurred prior to age 35, and the answer is yes. Did it occur prior to age 20? Yes. Did it occur earlier than age 10? Wow, yes. Did it occur earlier than age 5? No. So somewhere between 5 and 10, did it occur around age 10 or around 9 or around age 8 or 7? Age 7. Age 7. Now, you may not be able to remember anything from that age, and if you don't, that's okay. The subconscious mind remembers everything, and that's who we're talking to right now, is your subconscious. But does that ring any kind of a bell? Or?
Like I said, my childhood was very difficult. I don't have anything in particular, though I had been sent from my family to my grandparents for a year, and that may have been about the time that I came back to live with my family. And it was very nurturing to be with my grandparents.
Oh, okay. Could be. Well, we can ask, is that what this is about? Was this created when you were coming back from your grandparents? And I'm getting a yes, definitely, on that. So do we need to know more about this emotion? And the answer is no. So let's release it. And we'll just do 3 swipes over that meridian. And let's ask if we've released that emotion of creative insecurity. And the answer is yes. Now let's ask, do you still have a heart wall? And yes, you do. Now, let's see. Well, we'll see how many we can release here. So this next emotion, is it listed in column A? Nope, still in column B. Is it in one of the odd rows? And there's no difference really between column A or B. This just helps us to, we divide it up this way because it helps us to identify them. But there's no difference. They're interchangeable, column A and column B. So this is in column B. Is it in one of the odd rows? Yes. Is it in row 1? Yes. Okay, so is the emotion effort unreceived? No. Is the emotion heartache? No. Is it insecurity? No. Overjoy? No. Vulnerability? No. Okay, now, when we're taken to a certain column in a certain row and the answers are all negative, that means that we are finding an inherited emotion. And is that what this is? And the answer is yes. So let's see what emotion this is. Is this inherited effort unreceived, or inherited heartache, or inherited insecurity? It's actually an inherited insecurity emotion. And how this works is, at the moment of conception, sperm and egg unite, and sometimes there's an extra passenger there in the form of some emotional energy that is being donated by mom or dad. In this case, this insecurity emotion, did this come from your father? No, this came from your mother. And did she get this from anybody earlier? In other words, did she inherit this at the moment of her conception? And the answer there is yes. Okay, so let's see where this came from. Your mother got this from her mother? No, from her father. And did he get this from somebody earlier? Yes, from his father, from his mother. Okay, and did she get this from somebody earlier? Yes, from her father, from her mother. Okay. And did she get this from somebody earlier? And the answer there is no. So this goes back 4 generations. So roughly about 100 years or so. So back to around 1912, or who knows, somewhere around in there. They say about 22 years per generation, but that's obviously variable. So do we need to know more about this emotion? And the answer there is no. So let's go ahead and release this. Now, when we find an inherited emotion like this, what we do is we find that the subconscious mind has told us that we need to roll the magnet 10 times, okay? So that's what I'm doing. I'm just passing the magnet from forehead over the top of my head to the back of my neck 10 times. Now, by the way, I'm holding an intention in my mind as I'm doing this to release this inherited emotion of insecurity, not only from you, but also from the people that you got it from, those ancestors, your mother, her father, his mother, and her mother, but also any other soul that might be holding on to this in your family. So, like, for example, if you have any children, they might have picked this up as well. So, do you have kids?
I do.
You do? How many kids?
And grandchildren.
Okay. All right,
there
awesome. Well,
a total of seven.
Total of seven.
Right. Well, yeah, I have five grandchildren and two children.
Okay. Let's ask if any of them did inherit this energy from you, and the answer is yes. And were we able to release that at this point from all of them as well? And yes, we were. Now, sometimes this, when we do an inherited emotion like this, it always releases from up the line, as far back as it goes. But sometimes it won't release from someone that is in your downline, you might say, that's in your posterity. But in this case, it did. So so good. Good,
great.
good. So,
what is fascinating mm-hmm. about that is that I was removed from my mother at the age of three, and I know nothing about her. And so just to add that in, I don't know her. Yeah.
Right, and it doesn't matter. So you don't know her, you don't know that line, but nevertheless you are connected to that line,
right.
And you always will be. So so let's see here. Let's ask if you still have a heart wall, and you do. Now, I don't know how much time we have, if you want me to try to release another one, or if we're running
up against... I think we can go over. I'm sure people listening are learning
okay.
a lot, and also, as was pointed out, getting healed also. So.
Yeah, okay, let's take a look here. So can we release another emotion from your heart wall? The answer is yes. And is this next emotion listed in column A on the chart, or column B? It's in column A. And is it in one of the odd rows? Yes. Is it in row 1 or row 3 or row 5? It's in row 5, column A. And again, I'm just muscle testing to get these answers. And once you do this and you practice a little bit, you can be just as fast as I am. So is the emotion blaming? Mm-mm. Is it dread? No. Is it fear, horror, peeved? It's another inherited emotion. So is this inherited blaming or inherited dread or inherited fear? It's an inherited fear, okay? Inherited fear. So let's see where this emotion came from. Did you get this from your mother or from your father? It came from your father. And did he get this from somebody earlier? Yes. Did he get it from his father? No. From his mother, okay? And did she get this from somebody earlier? No. So this one just came from your paternal grandmother. And so do we need to know more about this emotion? No. Okay. So let's go ahead and release this one. And again, since it's inherited, we do 10 swipes of the magnet. And you can use a refrigerator magnet for this if you want. I'm using a Nikon a biaxial power mag myself right now, which is a really neat magnet made by this Japanese wellness company called Nikken. But
that's spelled N-I-K-K-E-N for those.
N-I-K-K-E-N, yeah. And you can get more information about that on our website at healerslibrary.com. But what we're doing right now is we're just releasing this inherited fear that you got from your father and he got from his mother. And if we released that from you, and did it release from them? And did any of your children inherit this from you? And the answer I'm getting there is they didn't, actually. So this one kind of stopped with you.
Yay.
And so we released that. Yeah, absolutely. So let's ask now if you still have a heart wall. Do you have a heart wall? Do you have a hidden heart wall? And actually, the answer I'm getting there is no. So it looks like those were the ones.
Wonderful.
And you may have released some other emotions from your heart wall before at some point, but it looks like it was just those. Now, and that's kind of unusual, but had you released some emotions from your heart wall before?
In preparing for this show, I actually attempted to do some of it myself.
Okay. Okay, great. Usually, it takes us, for example, on healerslibrary.com, we have a Find a Practitioner page, and there are people that do this work all over the world that we've certified, and we have staff practitioners as well who do this. And we even do these, we do email sessions to release people's heart walls, and we typically find it takes about 3 sessions. So that's about average. And again, this is something that you can get somebody to help you with, or you can do this on your own. So, and in fact, by the way, what I'd like to do is I have a special offer for your listeners, and that is if they don't already have the emotion code, they can go to a website that I set up for you, It's called Emotion Code Offer, O-F-F-E-R, emotioncodeoffer.com. And if they go there, they can get the Emotion Code ebook for free. And also, for a limited time, they can also get the Emotion Code Audio MP3 downloads as well. And so they can get the book for free, start reading it. You can also get the book on audio and burn that to CD and or put it on your iPhone or whatever and start listening to it. And that's free. So that's Emotion Code Offer, OFFER.com. You can send your friends there so they can get it for free. Because what we're trying to do is just, we're trying to get the word out because this is so powerful and can change so many people's lives so easily. And, you know, I have to tell you something. I had a fun experience recently. I was talking with a woman who was telling me that she got the Emotion Code book and the book on audio, and she started listening to it and reading it, and her son started listening to it and reading it as well. And after a couple of weeks, the phone rang, and this woman on the other end of the line identified herself as the mother of one of her son's friends. And she said, listen, your son has been doing this emotional thing with some of the boys. And she said, I don't really understand what he's been doing, but she said, I have to tell you something. She said, my son has had a phobia of water for a long time, and we haven't been able to fix it. Nobody's been able to fix it, and it's been really difficult. She said, right now, my son is outside, and he's in the pool. And she said, your son did this to him, and you've got to fill me in on what is going on here. Those two boys are 11 years old.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that
wow.
fun?
Wow, great. Well, you know, before we end the show, at the top of the show, I talked about how your work influenced me being able to help save my granddaughter's life, and I would mm-hmm. like to just fill that story in a little bit. I've told you, I don't know mm-hmm. if you remember, but I had the pleasure of going to my, of attending the birth. My lovely daughter-in-law and son invited me to be there for the entire time. And one of the things, this was their second child, and one of the things that I usually do for newborn babies is I do what I call orienting them. Once they're born, I spend some time with them, and I say, okay, your journey is now finished. You're here on the earth. Here's the name of your mother. Here's the name of your father. Here's who's talking to you. Here's where you landed, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter-in-law knew that I did this. Well, my second granddaughter, Ava, had a very difficult birth. And she, in fact, we had to have a respiratory therapist come in because she didn't breathe immediately. Mm. She was floppy. Her Apgar was 4. And so as they pinked her up and moved her to the neonatal nursery, my daughter-in-law said, Eileen, go with her. And so my son talked to her first, and then I went in and just spent time with her. Well, here's this little newborn child, and she's got monitors and whatever on every toe and finger, and they're checking to see how much oxygen she has in her blood and how her heart is beating and, you know, how her breathing is. All those things they're checking, trying to get her to normalize. And I oriented her, and then having recently read your book, I thought, well, now, wait a minute. If I had just gone through this experience, what kind of emotion might I start to get trapped in my body?
Mm-hmm.
And what I came up with is I wouldn't feel safe because it was so hard. My daughter-in-law just kept pushing and pushing, and there was a difficulty, and she couldn't come out. Mm-hmm. And so I started talking to her. I had her hand, her little hand was wrapped around my little finger, and I started talking to her, and I said, Ava, I know that was a very rough trip, but I want you to know you're on the earth now, and you are safe, and you never have to go through that again, and all you really need to do is come into your body, allow yourself to breathe, allow yourself to bring everything so it works well together. Now, there was a nurse stationed full-time reading out all the monitors, and she mm-hmm. turned to me right after I said that, and she said, whatever you're doing over there, keep it up. Everything just went to normal.
That's awesome. Oh, good job, Eileen.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
that.
So I thought I would share that story, and also thank you. She's a wonderful child. She's now 4 years old, of course.
Oh,
and you know, it was just a wonderful thing to have the ability to do. And it also validated me, and I know you talk about this in your book too, it validated that there's not just the child that I can see, there's also the soul there that I can talk to.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. Yes, I think that the conscious mind that shuts off when we fall asleep or when we're unconscious just clears the way for us to be able to, is just a lot of the time in the way of us being able to communicate with that spirit part of us that is really who we are, that never really sleeps. The subconscious never sleeps. In fact, we used to work on our twins when they were little kids. They were too hard to catch when they were awake, so we'd work on them when they were asleep, and got great results. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thank you. And well, let me remind people you have several websites that you've talked about here, emotioncodeoffer.com, healerslibrary.com, bodycodehealing.com, so... go to all those places and find the various things. Such a wonderful... I know you are very humble and see this as something you've been given and that you're working tirelessly to share it. People on the chat are saying, wow, thank you, Dr. Bradley, and she's the one person is excited about reading the book, and I know people have gotten a lot from the work that you've done here on the show today. Dr. Bradley, I'm so delighted and grateful to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen, for giving me a chance to get the word out about this. I think that the world is in this tremendous transformation, and part of that transformation, really an integral part of that, is this revolution in self-help and self-health that we're really seeing. And getting rid of our heart walls is a more profound key than I think we can really comprehend about not only helping ourselves and raising each of our own existences to a higher level, but ultimately the whole entire planet. That's really what this is about. And if you read the book, you'll understand why I say that. And so thank you so much for giving me this chance to be on. And I'll be on anytime you want. Just give me a call.
Cool. How about next week? No, I'm kidding.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much. I know you've been working tirelessly, and I'm very grateful for the work you did with me also, and I'm sure everyone, Jody and Sarah, that you worked with today also are grateful to you, as are anybody else who was listening and opened themselves to the healing. Thank you so much, and my best to you.
Thank you, Eileen. Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Join us live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, for more powerful experiences on Full Power Living. In the meantime, sign up and listen to our archives at emotionalpro.com. Next week, be sure to listen as clairvoyant Deborah Hill talks with me about the essential ingredients for complete transformation. I'm told by some that I also facilitate transformation, though I haven't done it formally. So I'm excited to look into the issues of transformation and see what we need to do to navigate successfully, according to Deborah Hill. Paul and Robin Johnston of Fresh Talk Media are our producers. Thank you, Paul and Robin. And for now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become. Thank you all for being with us today.
Power Living with Eileen Dillon.